streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues, we have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Mr. Stan Houston. But, you know, every actor dreams of career-defining roles and one that lands him in a blockbuster film alongside big Hollywood stars. Well, when actor Stan Houston was initially offered the big break to read in the role for racist antagonist Sheriff Jim Clark in the now Oscar-nominated film Selma, he actually turned it down twice, and with good reason. Distributed by Paramount Pictures, Selma is a historical period piece that covers a critical episode of the civil rights movement. As a resident county in the southeastern area of Alabama, Houston actually lives in that same small town where Sheriff James G. Clark lived and died. Houston felt the dynamics of playing such a controversial role might just be too close to home. He eventually read for the role, and in a move showcasing director Ava DuVernay, her dedication to authenticity, he was selected. Houston has been acting professionally for 6 years now, and Selma is the most significant booking to date. His larger-than-life portrayal of Sheriff Clark has garnered him international attention and acclaim, performing directly alongside Oprah Winfrey, who plays civil rights activist Annie Lee Cooper. So tonight we're going to listen to Stan Houston's story, and before we bring him on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you all for tuning into the hottest radio show worldwide, and we would just thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And like my missus said, we got a great show tonight, and we're not going to prolong you. We're going to bring him on right now, and he's going to formally introduce himself. Hello, Mr. Stan. How are you tonight?
I'm good, man. Y'all keep late hours.
Oh, man. You know, we definitely honored to have you on the show tonight, my friend, and I'm going to let you formally introduce yourself, and we're going to get with some questions.
Well, I'm Stan Houston, and I play Sheriff Jim Clark in Selma. Oscar-nominated picture, Selma.
All right.
All right. I'll let my missus start off with a few questions. And once again, we're very honored to have you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you to be here.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your acting career. How did you get involved in acting? And tell us some of the things that you've been doing.
Well, I lost a bet. No, I'm kidding. My daughter and I took an acting class together, and just to have something to do together, and we got involved in an independent movie in my hometown of Blakely, Georgia, and it's called Savage. It was about Bigfoot in Georgia, and you can get that on Netflix, by the way, if you want to see my two-minute scene. But I played Angry Camper Number One, and another actor there on set put me in touch with an agency in Atlanta, and they called, and I went and auditioned, and I was signed by Jay Purvis Agency in Atlanta. Joey Purvis is my agent. She's the one that discovered Dakota Fanning and several other well-known child actors, and she started getting into the adult side of the adult actors, and that's how it all got started. And I've been on HBO, Eastbound and Down, FX, Chiller TV, was just had a movie recently with Reese Witherspoon and Colin Firth called Devil's Knot. It's about the West Memphis 3 murders back in the early 90s. I always seem to play the bad guy, the bad cop or something, but hey, if it pays, we'll play. But
yeah. Well, that's awesome that you started out even doing it with your daughter. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That you were doing something with her.
She is an incredible little actress, but I think she wants to go more into set design and the background part of it. But
right. Good.
She's talented.
So tell us how you felt when this role came up and you turned it down. And how did you feel? Because it is a controversial role, and it's a big, you know, the civil rights movement was a great movement, and a lot of things happened. So just tell us your feelings on how that went down.
Well, you know, I grew up in Southwest Georgia, and we really didn't. The town I grew up in, it really wasn't any big race issues. We all got along, but we moved to Southeast Alabama a few years back. I had a business here before I started acting, and it's a little different mentality here. Yes, racism still exists. Wake up, America, but it's still here. And it's just a part that I didn't really want to be involved with. Living in a town where the guy was born and raised, he died in a nursing home less than a mile from my house. He was a bad character, and I studied him in college. I graduated from Albany State University and majored in political science. And in my studies, he made Bull Connor look like a daycare teacher. And this was a bad dude. And he never had any remorse. He was interviewed a few years before he died and basically said he would do it all again same way he did it before. And never rued any day, any bad day he had. And I just didn't want to get involved in it. I know some of his family. Some of his friends were so-called friends of mine at the time, and acquaintances, and I just didn't want to go there, plus being such a dark character and totally opposite of what I am. I turned it down, and but eventually my agent talked me into it, and I felt it was important to bring a message that needs to be told time and time again, what really went on in Selma, because I think it's been forgotten. A lot
Definitely.
Of people don't realize what these people went through. These are true patriots of the United States of America. You hear about Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Benjamin Franklin, but you need to remember C.T. Vivian and Dr. Lowry and Reverend Reese and Martin Luther King and Andrew Young. They're true patriots as well, on the same level. And that's what got me committed.
All right. Well, we know it's definitely historical, and it's a landmark, and it's going to be this film is going to be shown for years and years and years to come, and hopefully they'll get it into schools and they'll show young children at a young age so that they can understand that we need to all work together. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are, what race you are, anything. You know, we're all human, and we all need to come together for the same common good of everybody.
This is true. I mean, I'm Catholic. So being Catholic in Southeast Alabama, I'm not real popular. So I experience some of that racism every day.
Wow.
You know, you hear the remarks of little old ladies inviting you to church, and you tell them, well, I already have a church. I appreciate the invite. And where do you go to church? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I go to St. John's. Oh, is that Methodist? I said, well, it's Catholic. You mean you're not a Christian?
They take you all the way on another level, huh, Miss?
They take
you on a whole other level, huh, Mr. Sam?
Well, you're idol worshippers, aren't you? I don't think they had photographs back in 300 AD, so
without a doubt. But, hey, I just want to say, Mr. Stan, me and my wife went to see the movie, and the movie is phenomenal, and you did a great job in there, and it was just a phenomenal movie, and I hope that people really recognize what you all brought to the forefront with this movie right here. It was definitely a great put together.
Thank you. I think Ava DuVernay is a genius, and she's going to be the next Steven Spielberg in my book. And,
wow.
Yeah.
It was an honor just to work for her. I know she's a rookie to the director's chair, but she is a pro in my book, and I hope to work for her again real soon, if Ava, if you're listening.
Yeah, good.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, her and Oprah just did a deal here for 10 episodes for OWN about the Sugar Project. So hopefully it's going to come through for all of us.
And that'll be a beautiful thing, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, did you go back to and do the walk that they just had recently in Selma?
I did. That was,
how was that?
3 weeks ago. Oh, it was amazing. Uh-huh. Clay Chappell, who plays the registrar, the other bad guy, you know, denied Oprah the right to vote there, Annie Lee Cooper. But we took our wives, our families, walked with Oprah and Common and David and Ava, and made the historic walk to the bridge, and were welcomed by a wonderful concert by John Legend there at the foot of the Pettus Bridge. It was lit up. Gorgeous, and to hear Glory live and seeing the bridge lit up and over the Alabama River, and just I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the place, and walking with thousands. I mean, there were people from all over the world with us. I had
That's
fans
amazing.
From Brooklyn. I didn't know I had fans in Brooklyn, but they knew me.
Whoa, that's awesome.
And they made a trip from Brooklyn just to, they saw the film, they came to Selma. And we had actually an international group of international students from Milan University came to Selma that weekend, and they had seen the film, and their professors took them to Selma to see the bridge and, you know, visit some of the sites, and they had no idea that the cast was there. And so it was a surprise for them. They got to meet Oprah and all of us, and they wanted to meet Sheriff Clark, you know, which is a surprise to me. I thought everybody would be throwing stones at me, but they thought they were meeting Elvis. So.
Well, you know, you were just playing your part.
Yeah,
you were just playing your part on that, because that's the way it was, and people recognized that, and people also recognized that, you know, a lot of change has come from that point, you know what I'm saying? And we have to continue to change, and we have to continue to educate others around the world, you know? And once again, you did a phenomenal job, my man.
Man, I appreciate it. And yeah, there has been a lot of change, but we got a lot further to go. And I had an interview the other night that I talked about with especially the African-American youth. A friend of mine, incredible actor, he's been in the business 30 years. This guy's well accomplished, very successful, but he still has to teach his sons about what to do being pulled over by a policeman.
Exactly.
And I get choked up every time I talk about it. It breaks my heart. My father didn't have to teach me that. I'm white.
Right.
He didn't have to teach me
exactly.
That. And this man is accomplished. This man's, I mean, I don't know his income, but I'm pretty sure he's a millionaire. He still has to teach his children, keep your hands on the wheel. Make sure you're announcing every move you make. I'm reaching for my license, sir. I'm reaching for the glove box for my insurance card. Why should this man have to be doing this in 2015?
Exactly.
Because he's black?
Exactly.
I mean, that's we've come a long way, but we got a hell of a lot further to go.
Yes, we do.
Amen for that, Mr. Stan.
We sure do.
You know, and so many people don't understand that too. You know, and
with the movie that just came out, Selma, and you all played great parts. I hope and pray that a lot of people see that change has been made. But like you said, we have to keep making changes, and we have a long way to go to continue to make that change, you know? And what advice would you give these young kids out here, Mr. Stan?
Well, dream big. Dream big. Let nobody put any obstacles in your way, because the furthest you go is the furthest you want to go. And don't let anybody hold you back. But, you know, be an example for the younger generation behind you. King's legacy. And we don't want to see it die by ignorance, intolerance, racism that still exists. I don't think he died in vain. And I don't want that to happen. And my thoughts are, I get a little emotional talking about this. It's just, Selma changed my life, and I'll go ahead and tell you that. Seeing how we came together as a cast, so diverse from so many different areas in the United States, black, white, Latino, we all came together for one common cause, and that's to bring the message of Selma to the United States of America and to the world. And forget all about the Oscar snubs and what we didn't get for SAG awards and all this. I think we made a difference. And we all got along as a cast. We accepted each other's cultural differences. We accept each other's political ideologies and our religious differences. And we came together for one common cause. And why can't we just do that every day? I mean, it's simple. It's called communication. And that's what I want the youth to realize. I mean, it's fine to be proud, and it's fine to have all this pride, but it's also called false pride. And you got to remember what all these people did in front of you, just so you can have a right to vote, so you can walk in that public school without being scrutinized and being belittled and denied that entrance into a doorway. You know what? Walk into a front door. You can walk into a front door, no big deal. But 50 years ago, you couldn't, especially in certain areas. Just remember what all these people did. And I'm preaching, so I'm sorry, but you asked.
Take your time.
You know, I get it. My daughter has, you know, all the teenagers now, they have this thing about respect, you know, respect. Well, you got to earn that respect. You know, I don't care if that's, you know, that's your side of the street or this your side of the hall at the school or whatever. That's a bunch of crap. You know, go ahead.
Go ahead. We listening to you. We said amen.
We're in church
now. Respect. If you haven't accomplished anything in life, nobody's gonna. You're not. You got to earn respect. You're not entitled to it. And you know, youth today, I think that's one of their biggest problems. They walk out and automatically, you're disrespecting me. You know, well, give me a reason why. You know, give me a reason why. What have you done for me? What have you done for your family? What have you done for your neighborhood? What have you done for your school? You know, and it's, I hope that they see the movie and get something out of it.
Amen. Because this definitely was a phenomenal movie. And all the people who have not went and seen Selma, you need to be rushing to the theater to see Selma, because it was truly a great movie. Me and my wife sat there, and, you know, we both got choked up. Me and my wife, we diverse, you know what I mean? I'm a brother, and my wife is Caucasian, and we unite together, and we love, and we do what we need to do. We colorblind when it comes to life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's about people. It's not about color with us. You know, we got 8 beautiful great-grandkids and Our granddaughter was just born yesterday, number eight. Yeah. Number eight was born yesterday.
Number eight was born last
night. So we want to give a shout out to our granddaughter.
You sure you're not Irish?
No, we're Irish.
Yeah, my dad had 11. There was 11 in his family. There's 15 grandsons. I'm the shortest one out of the bunch, and I think I'm, 6'3", last time I checked. But,
Wow. And the shortest, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we having a great time, which I want to give a big shout-out to our homegirl out there in California that always make these great interviews happen for us, you know. So we want to send much love out to our homegirl in Cali. And, Mr. Stan, I would like for you to just let the viewers know, you know, if they need to get a clip or a snippet off the website or tweeting, whatever, you know, give them your Twitter and your Facebook like page or whatever you have where they can interact with you.
Yeah, I'm on that. I don't do Facebook. I had too many creepers on there or ex-girlfriends. My wife didn't like
Okay,
but I'm on Twitter. You can check me out at Stan1Houston. I'm on there, and I'm verified, so you can make sure that's me. But
that sounds like a winner.
Yeah, man, I'd appreciate it. I know I'm rambling, but y'all ask me, and I get emotional about certain things, and I don't really make sense. I'm not very articulate. I'm dyslexic and ADD, so that's a bad combination.
Hey, it's all love, Mr. Stan, because like I said, you're a blessed man, you know, and God has blessed you to get in a situation where you can not only help self but help others and, you know, educate others against things too as well. So we want to just say, hey, man, it was an honor having you on the show tonight.
That's
and
right.
Any last words you would like to give to your people, any shout-outs?
Yeah, we are actually, if any young people out there trying to get into the business, I just became spokesperson for RatedETA.com. So it's a new website we're developing. It's something that's groundbreaking. It's a real good resource for up and coming actors. And that'll be launching here in a couple of weeks. And also South of Hell, that I just finished TV. I'm playing Jeb Roberts. That'll be coming out later this year on WeTV. So it's kind of a gothic drama. And it's starring Mina Savari from American Beauty. And we got that coming up. And then Freebird, little indie comedy we did. It's on Hulu and Amazon now. It's kind of like the redneck 40-year-old version of American Pie.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You check that out.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
But I appreciate you guys having me. Just you know what I did today? I called in at 10:30 this morning.
Oh,
no, you didn't, Mr. Stan.
Oh, no.
Was started 12 hours and 2 minutes. And I was like, maybe I got the wrong time.
The wrong 10:30.
What'd you say, Mr. Stan? You hit the phone and it say, hey, we'll holler back at you in 12 hours,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, please hold 12 hours and 2 minutes. When I got home, my daughter had something at church, and we got home, I fixed a big pot of coffee so I'd make sure I'd call you all tonight.
Oh,
right.
We appreciate that.
Oh, man, we really appreciate you, Mr. Stan, you know what I mean? And it's an honor, my man. And this is a classic show right here. This is my man, Stan Houston, right here, who is the main man up in that, you know, movie. And it's just wonderful movie, people. Trust me, you know. When Mr. Stan get to doing his part in the movie, I know y'all will be upset at him. But in another sense, you're going to say, wow, this is how this thing used to really be, you know.
Yeah, it was.
It's just an educational piece, people. That's all it is.
Yeah,
Piece. Yeah, when you see Mr. Stan, throw the peace sign up and get a brother some love now.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll go drink a cold beer, but don't hit me.
That's right.
Without a doubt. So, hey, Mr. Stan, you get some rest, my friend, and we send love to your wife, your family. And once again, this is a very classic show tonight. My man, Mr. Stan Houston from the movie Selma, you know, all good, all love on this side. Any other thing you'd like to touch with me?
I just say it's been a pleasure talking to you, and you know, keep that passion in your heart, because that's what it takes for us to change people, to change the world.
Yeah, I just hope I didn't ramble too much.
Passion.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you are perfect. Don't worry. You
are
great.
You are perfect. All right. Hey, Mr. Stan, you get you some rest, my friend, and we'll have you back on the show after your next thing come out this year, you know. And
Yes, sir.
Congratulations once again, my friend. And much
Thank
love.
Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
Thank
you. Too,
you too.
Stan. Have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our main man, Mr. Stan, jumping online with the movie Selma that's out. So we're going to keep it pushing. We got some good music coming at you. And stay locked. We'll be right back.
Have a drink, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, or a pager, just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good, nah. I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she feeling this. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good, and she came my way. Let's play some OJ's. Let's unwind, slow it down, two step. Now nah, clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey love, you can be my brown sugar.
Now we smooth operating. It's just me and my lady slow dancing the side day. Sipping the wine slow, I put on some pentagrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave, we dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song, it sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isley's. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Loving memory lane, I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel, now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love, and I hope that she feel what I feel, so I know that it's real. So I know that it's real. Memory lane, thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Meryl Green, getting her in the mood, not rushing into a thing. I'm feeling like Rick James, we high up Mary Jane. She the girl in my dreams, she my earth, wind and fire. Whenever we be together, no arguing with each other. Music keep us together, getting us through the weather. Feeling the summer breeze, call you my summer girl. Like Jodeci, I'm a fiend, travel around the world. Ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love, come on.
Have a dream, show some love.
Baby, my baby. Everything was just fine. Pimp cups, a couple of dimes coming to mind. It was the time, it was fine. I ain't mind doing time, doing dirt, hitting licks, hit you up on your street if you got work. Revolving like a 38, evolving like the tree did. I'm one of the brothers that actually like to see kids full like the ashtray, popping like a Saturday. I wanna get older, I suggest to go that away, closer to the latter day. In old saints, don't wanna see my mama cry with them hoes saints. That I'm gone off the drink, I'm too loose off the bud. I keep it plain and simple, I'm Deontay Love. That was born in the brick, then moved to A1. Then it's off the peak hill when I got my first gun. I had a lot of enemies, but homie, you the worst one. Looking like the worst too, now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do?
I'm the leader, so All my G's in the streets, Flame Squad, look here. Blackie, this right here be a piece of my life. Everything that I write, if you a part of me, so please pardon me. I guess I'm feeling myself, maybe this drink, maybe this weed is just making me think a little too much. Investments moving too slow, and the bills piling up, got me crying some more. Got my back against the wall, but I've been here before. I treat this music like a block, work the rest for the post. I gotta get it 24/7 and take it on tour. Okay, no looking back, aiming for the moon and what I'm looking at. Baby mama feeling lonely, trying to hold me back, but I keep the blinders on a one-way track. Let her thought touch the jewels, and it's on to the next. Leave my hat where I roam, cause I'm B-more's best. I'm in the prime of my life, I never settle for less. I'm living,
yeah, yeah. You know, I'm living. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. Put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Dear God, I come to you hungry, tired, and weak. I keep it all bottled aside, but I'm about to speak. I'm losing sleep, dwelling on the facts that young blacks get killed by police every day in these streets. It's like the whole planet's living in hell. We feed our kids with money made for drug sales. Every day on Nancy Grace, they show another missing kid's face. Humanity lacks compassion. Family ain't family no more. God, what happened? Why they tip the nose off the sinks? I'm just asking. These questions of a man, this wicked world got me losing my faith. The rich get richer while the poor get poorer. America's the new Sodom and Gomorrah. They poisoned our food supply. Man, I'm sick of the horror. We're the creator of all, but it's so hard to see tomorrow.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. Put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines.
Brandon's gone, Devin's gone. Resting so I'm pacing. Grandi died an honorable Mason. A deacon, he was quiet and patient. This feel like when I was listening to underground stations like NUR, JPC, on the JVC. With a cassette and a deck on pause, my life was put on pause. My lovers were on R&B songs. Mary Jane, for example. How can so much emotion be in just one sample? I'm bopping the beat and pampers. Pieces, scratchers, and food stampers. Happy with just some new pampers. I liked it better when the chronic was damper. I write like the 90s ethic. Walk in the door. Exotic, hypnotic, optic. New heads in the place. Loving it, they want more. It's me they adore, like Prince and Falsetto. I was loving rap mixed with heavy metal, so now my foot's on a steady pedal.
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I put my lifetime, I put my life, I put my life, put my life, I put my life, put my life, I put my lifetime, lifetime in between the paper's lines.
The book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Mm-hmm. this is a state of emergency. We need to start thinking with our minds and not with our emotions, because we out here dying at an alarming rate. This that cold, cold world got you walking on eggshells. Sensitivity on high, most dead in brain cells. Waking up in cell blocks, cooking up with no pots. Attitude with no rocks, not a pocket flat broke, no hope. Left a brother dead in the street, I got the babies growing up with no pops. Pistol popping, dope spots, baby mama's not giving a fuck, right? Left the kids alone in the streets, then fed them new Glocks. Hitting no new spots, empty out the whole clip. Death becomes a cycle of life, you see the blood drip. Left a brother cold in the head, Lord keep it so real. Bless us all covered in rare because it's so real. I feel self-elevated, premeditated. My words are come scribbling scrolls and hope to save it. Life is not a gamble, telling we gonna make it. We all need knowledge of self, unlock these
it's
cages.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they're giving
it's
up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols Airbus shots is what they giving up.
Nah, I don't get into that he stay, she stay. All caught up and wrapped up in that replay. They got a bunch of shots stuck until they out of sight. Shame to see them destroyed in such a young life. My society either lock us up or shoot us down. Can't win for losing when you living on a battleground. Fuck around and hear them army tanks coming down. They call it martial law, now everybody lock it down. It's a cold world on the block now. Cause after curfew, I heard he got shot down. It's a sad story, but somebody gotta tell it. Revolution rappers are low, can you inhale it? Dope on the street, so somebody gotta sell it. They adding you a number, now they calling you a felon. Still, the fight goes on from the streets, I'm yelling. Ain't never seen a change, so fuck what you telling me.
It's a cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, but shots is what they're giving up.
It's a cold, cold world.
Up, pistols in the air, bus shots is what they're giving up.
That cold, cold world I'm living in.
I'ma survive cold world, never giving up. Pistols in the air, bus shots is what they're giving up.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. Tonight we had a great, great show with my man Stan Houston that played on Selma, and it was a great episode. We asking everybody, encouraging everybody to go watch it and get educated and learn. If you have not got involved with the Streets and Love You Back movement, please join our website at www.thestreetsandloveyouback.com. If you ain't got them books, get that Real Love 2 by Evangelist Beverly Broaddus Green, Streets and Love You Back by Rob Boyd, Never Hit a Woman, and Second Chance Runaway by Donna Buchanan, and an autobiography by the real Ray Ricky Ross. For more information, once again, log on to our website, streetsandloveyouback.com. You can find us everywhere. And don't forget, at the end of the day, the streets definitely don't love you back. Go online, check us out, get with us. Peace and love. Take care.